감사합니다. 응? 천만의 맛입니다. I'll give you my testimony, even though my English is short and simple. Is it all right?
Yes.
Have you been to Korea?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I visited in Europe. It was 1950. Did you see me at that time? Yeah. Please raise your hand. 1980. Yeah. Thank you very much. You know, my name is. You know my name? Do you want to know my name?
Yes!
Full name?
Korean.
Oh, of course.
I mean, let's see.
Good. Chinese character. It's my surname. My name. 부부님의 대화. My husband's surname is Kim, so I am just Kim. But my name is 대화. This means it's truly or really. That means. Te means big, large, great. And fa means harmony, intimate and friendly. Good name. my mother's father, the grandfather, gave me that name. Not my father's father, my mother's father. Only grandfather. At the beginning of the Unification Church, father said to me, I hope you will become a really great harmonized woman in the world, as your name says. So I answered strongly, yes, father, I will try my best at the risk of my life. One day, father said, Teva, looks like my younger sister. So I was very happy. A few years ago, I met one cousin of father, you know, who lives now by the Songpyeong Lake and sings old Korean classic songs. He sang such a song at the Day of Hope Festival. Do you remember? Like this. You don't have such a song in your country. I asked him, do I really resemble father's next younger sister? After he looked at me short time, for a short time, he answered, "Oh, yes, yes. You take after her." So I was happy. Originally, I came from North Korea. This is 38 parallel. This is Seoul, North Korea. I came from this part. Do you know where is father's hometown?
Yes,
ma'am. Yes. Name, name.
Oh,
yes. Munich? Busan? Busan?
No.
Same. I'm from this part. This. Do you know where is the mother's hometown?
No, just not.
Mother's hometown is not Düsseldorf. Same North Korea. Anju. Anju. Momos. Momos. Maybe, do you want to know my husband's name?
Yeah. Yes.
Or also North. Here. Tanchon. Tanchon. This place. Anyway, most of our beginning of our church, step members came from North. North Korea. My parents are almost over 70 years old. They are taking care of my five children. My parents were blessed as a married couple after Yeouido Valley in 1975. I have one younger brother and younger sister. She was also blessed as an 1800 couple. My grandmother was from the Moon clan. You know, my grandmother's surname is Moon. My name is Chung. Surname is Chung, but my grandmother surname is same father's Moon, the Moon clan. My father's mother. We were blessed as three couples in May of 1960, 5 days after true parents' holy blessing. The other couple is in our Trinity, Wonpil Kim and his wife. You know Wonpil Kim?
Yeah.
And the other couple, Hyo-won-yu, the first president, and his wife. We three couples are in the position of true parents, three spiritual children. I have five children, two sons and three daughters. Our eldest son is now studying at a university in New York.
Columbia University.
New York University. New York University. Last year, he entered Seoul University. It is the best in Korea. To enter the Seoul University, it is very difficult. But our blessed children, five children, only five sons, not girls, five sons entered the Seoul University. And then father called my son and my Trinity, Mr. Yu, former President Yu's son, called to America, to study in America. So they went to America. And now their friend is, freshman, junior? No. Sophomore in Korea, but my son and Mr. Yu's son are now in freshman. 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 First grade. The other four children are attending Little Angels School. Our youngest boy is 13 years old. They wrote a letter to us. I forget the big picture. So I brought this small picture. It is always in handbag. It's a true parent's picture. Can you see? This is my children. And he is Mr. Yu's first son. And she is Mrs. Yu, and he is Mrs. Yu's last son. You know, one pilgrim has only four daughters, no son. And she has, Mr. Yu died in 1970. So now she is alone. She has originally three boys. The second one, one pilgrim's adopted son, became one pilgrim's adopted son. Father asked, ordered them to adopt one pilgrim's. So now she has only two boys. They are same age. He is 2 months elder than him. And he and my last boy, same age. But he is 6 months elder than him. Now they are America, and Mrs. Yu is in also America. She is a regional leader. Only woman. So, she is alone in Korea. So my physical parents take care of them, same. He lives with my children. So now I have five children in Korea. And maybe do you want to know where my house is? The old Cheongpa-dong church became a training center. We built a new Cheongpa-dong headquarter. Not far, very near. By walk, 5 minutes or 10 minutes.
Family moved in America So, we live here with my Trinity. But after that, we live this place for 10 years. So we bought this one for two parents. Of course, there are many changes, but we... This way?
Yes.
One hand. But this is not good, big building, small. So, 1981, two parents moved another place, Shimunno. So, father gave it to us. So, my children lived there. So, my children are protected spiritually. It is like holy ground. During my childhood until 1945, when World War II was over, I lived under Japanese government. After that, I also lived under the communist government for 3 years. While I was a middle school student, 16 years old. So I know how wrong communism is from my own experience. In 1948, my family fled to South Korea, crossing the 38th parallel. Then, in 1950, the Korean War broke out. My family again took refuge, this time in Masan, a city in a more southern place near Masan. This is Seoul, but 1950, again this place. This is Busan and Masan near this. We twice refused. The Masan. Do you understand? 이렇게 되겠나? In Masan, I became friends with one of my classmates who was attending a Methodist church. Also, in North Korea, I attend Sunday school. She was bright and sacrificial and smiled at all times. I wanted to live such a cheerful and sacrificial life as hers. Therefore, I followed her and attended the same church. But even though I attend church regularly, I could not see any improvement in my internal character. After graduating from high school in Masan, I entered IFA Women's University, which is the best women's university in Korea. My major was home economics or domestic science. My desire was to become a wise mother and good wife, because I thought that was the ultimate happiness of woman. During my university life, I hoped to become a true Christian so that I could spend my life with a firm view based on truth. That is why I chose a mission school such as IFA Women's University, which was based on the Methodist Church of Canada. The class I liked the most was Dr. Yeongun Kim's lecture of Christianity. I also respected Mrs. Won Bok Choi, who was also a professor in that university, even though she didn't teach me directly. During my childhood, I did not need to see any doctors And I almost never had to take any medicine. Suddenly, at the age of 16, I suffered from pleurisy. Do you know pleurisy? What kind of disease?
This is wrong.
Although I recovered soon, my body started to get weaker since then. Pleurisy came again when I was 19 years old, but I took quick action and get rid of it in time. Then again, while I was a sophomore in the university, sickness came. This time it became quite serious, and I was hospitalized several weeks for treatment. But the doctors couldn't discover exactly what disease I had. Even though this was the best hospital in Seoul, they examined me thoroughly, but still couldn't give a name to my illness. I took Chinese herbs and tried acupuncture treatments. Do you know acupuncture?
Yeah.
I used the special Korean steam bath, warmed by burning pine needles. It was a terrible bath. In desperation, I tried whatever I could think of. My whole body was swollen and painful, as if hot pepper had been sprinkled all over it. I couldn't sleep day and night. My eyesight became also weaker. Finding no hope to go on, I concluded it was better for me to die as soon as possible. What stopped me from suicide was the idea that I would then go to hell. Also, I would not be showing a heart of filial piety toward my parents if I died sooner than they. I had to make up my mind very firmly and find out whether God, heaven, hell, and life after death exist or not, because my illness was so heavy. The Protestant ministers in IFA University couldn't teach me about the existence of God clearly. I tried again to the Catholic Church with my Catholic cousin, but still there I couldn't find the truth. At that time, a member of Jehovah's Witness visited and advised me to study the Bible. I was very happy, thinking that I would find the truth this time. As I laid in bed, we studied the Bible together twice a week for 2 months. You know Jehovah's Witness, Watchtower. Then finally they said there was no spiritual world after death, and when the time comes, the dead bodies will be resurrected to live eternally on this earth. Can you believe it? I couldn't believe it. So I said, I don't want to study with you anymore. Then they didn't come again. Yeah, this is different from our way of business in Unification Church. How would you act in such a situation? We visit again and again and again. And finally, we victory. It's our Unification action. I felt very much appointment. This appointment. My disease became worse and worse because no doctors could find its cause. At that moment, my friend happened to visit me. She was one of my high school friends when we were taking reviews in Masan. She introduced me to the principle of creation and the second coming of the Messiah. But she didn't say anything about the Unification Church. She just said she was attending Seoul Church. Even though I didn't understand anything very well from her teaching. From that time on, I began looking forward to seeing her again. For 3 months, I waited, but she didn't appear again until the next year. On February 1st, 1955, this friend took me to hear the divine principle for the first time, saying that there was a wonderful preacher. Since my desire to know the truth was so strong, God sent a Jehovah's Witness, and then this friend, whom I hadn't seen for 5 years since leaving Masan. I went together to a small house. You know, in Seoul, 1954, the headquarter was Muhakdong. Next, Hungindong. The third one, Changchundong. Next, Songpa-dong. So, it was Hungindong, the second place. It was a small, Japanese-style house, which reminded me of Jesus Christ, who 2,000 years ago had to move from house to house with his 12 disciples. In a small room was a man lying on the floor who taught the principle with the zeal and the heart. He was our former president, Mr. Hyo-won Yu. He had right leg problems, so he couldn't sit down and always on the chair, on the floor, he laid down like this. He cannot move this right leg, always this. So he died. I listened to his lecture for 3 days with several other people. I felt delight and joy come from the bottom of my heart. Everything changed. The mountains, rivers, the grass and trees, all looked joyful with me. I felt new hope, and at the same time, shameful when I realized that until that time, I had been seeking my personal happiness. I was deeply sorrowful to hear that Jesus Christ was crucified because of the disbelief of the Jews. death. God is a living God. Still walking through spiritual walk. And that he is my father. And I am his daughter. I was deeply convinced that the spiritual world exists. In order to give me life, many members prayed for me. One spiritualist prayed in a foreign tongue. Do you know foreign tongue? One prayed in their own language. They suddenly changed foreign language. Not English, not French. I don't know. That language, which country language. But the specialist, old sister, he cannot learn English. Then she told foreign language. It is foreign tongue. It happened to express my whole heart. I cried and cried and just couldn't stop. Through the old spiritualist's prayers and testimonies, I came to believe completely that the divine principle was true. My strong desire to live came up from the very bottom of my heart. My tears of repentance flew down without stopping. The joy and the gratitude of being reborn and finding God has never gone away from my heart. It is still the biggest joy after spending 28 years in Unification Church. When I met the trials of Satan, I always remembered that moment of joy and recovered my spirituality. And I still do the same today. It was the most important moment of change. My disease was cured while listening to the divine principles. It is clear that my ancestors made me sick, so that I could meet the true parents. All my pains were gone, and I came to have a good appetite and slept well. My mind became very joyful. My body felt as light as a butterfly or a bee. It's a miracle. As I understood how hard God has been working through history, I deeply determined to go anywhere and everywhere God ordered me. In spite of whatever trials or difficulties I would meet, my favorite hymn at that time was The Day of Happiness. I liked it very much because it expressed my heart very well. The Day of Happiness, the content is this. The Day of Happiness, the day which God called me, was a very beautiful day. I can't forget this feeling, and I want to preach it all over the world. This day was the day when God washed away all my sins. Please teach me how to awaken, how to pray, and how I can always feel happy. Wonderful day, wonderful day. The day when God forgave my sin. Shall I sing this song for you? In Korean. 기쁜 날. 주의 말씀 받은 그날 기쁘고도 복되어라. 이 기쁜 마음 못 잊어서 온 세계상 전하노라.